This is SNW Spotlight, brought to you by LSI. It's Tuesday, October 16th, 2007. I'm Paul Lancor with PodTech.net. We're at the Storage Networking World Conference here in Grapevine, Texas, and we're covering it from start to finish. You can subscribe at snwspotlight.com or text SPARK, that's the word SPARK, to 72648. To iSCSI or not to iSCSI? That is the question that Catherine Girardot asks at today's conference, and we'll get the answer coming up.
The complexity of the environment now with the mobility, the threats are very powerful. It's very complicated. Some of them are very malicious.
That's Claudine Simpson, Chief Technology Officer at LSI, speaking here at Storage Networking World. That complexity is part of what's creating a greater need for secure data than ever before.
You see a flurry of security solutions which are getting in place. And for us, you know, more importantly, on the data at rest in particular, we're focusing on providing what we call a foolproof solution, which is going to be 100% with a full disk encryption, which we call FDE.
Simpson says full disk encryption is a key part of an organization's security plan, which is increasingly being shaped by regulation and legislation.
You have a lot of laws. Like, for example, now you have six laws in this country, which five of them are specifically looking at breach of data and looking at encryption as a safe harbor. So it's quite significant. And also, you have 35 states in the country have actual laws of encryption. And it's very important that they say that encryption is really the safe harbor. And if you have encrypted data, you don't have to report that you lost the data.
Which saves cost, reputation, and perhaps even jail time, which can be a pretty strong motivation. Internet SCSI, or iSCSI, is a low-cost storage system that operates across long distances over any TCP/IP network. It may also be the next big thing connecting external storage systems to virtualization software. Catherine Girardot gets an angle on iSCSI from LSI's Steve Gardner.
Easy integration and affordability are just two reasons small and medium businesses, and even some enterprise IT shops, might need the company's recently announced Simplicity 1532 storage system. Though not unbiased on the topic, Steve Gardner, LSI's Director of Product Marketing for the Ingenio Storage Group, offered some pretty compelling arguments for SMBs to seek iSCSI-based storage solutions from their OEM vendors.
The reason that someone might pick iSCSI over the other two interfaces, the SAS version and then a fiber channel version, is primarily because iSCSI can support a much greater distance than either of the other two technologies. And also, there's a cost advantage. iSCSI technology uses standard IP networking components on the hosts or the servers, and therefore you don't have to add special HBAs or expensive fiber channel switches and so forth.
Gardner said storage area networks, due to complexity and cost, used to be the realm of large enterprise customers, but iSCSI lets smaller businesses into the shared storage club.
Users have typically had direct attached storage where they had hard drives within each of their servers, and that created a situation where their storage capacity wasn't always effectively utilized because they would have some storage that was heavily utilized and other storage that was underutilized, but because it was dedicated to a server in what we call a direct attached storage or a DAS mode, you couldn't leverage this. So that was the whole reason for shared storage or external storage. With this new Simplicity family, and particularly now with iSCSI, you're able to bring the benefits of shared storage to SMB users.
Like anything in life, iSCSI's ease of integration and low cost don't come without trade-offs.
Some of those other technologies offer higher native raw performance, and in the fiber channel's case, much more sophisticated management of storage traffic. But for users who have slightly different needs, maybe not quite as performance sensitive and more cost sensitive, iSCSI is an attractive option.
iSCSI uses SAS and SATA drives for the back end of the storage system.
You can performance optimize SAS drives and capacity optimize SATA drives, so you can put your data that meets the applications that need performance, like Exchange, say, and then you can put your backups and other kinds of lower priority things on the SATA drives where the cost per capacity is much, much better.
To prevail in the rapidly growing market for storage systems under $15,000, LSI has had to think about another rapidly growing storage solution, server virtualization.
There seems to be an emerging opinion that iSCSI might be the preferred way to connect external storage systems to VMware. So we're doing a lot of work to make sure that our iSCSI products are certified and tuned and optimized to provide the best support for this virtual server environment that seems to be more and more attractive.
And the final benefit of the Simplicity 1532 system? Scalability, Gardner said.
The one absolute truth in the storage business is that disk drives will cost less tomorrow than they do today. So what you would like to be able to do is only buy as much capacity as you need today and then add additional capacity later as your needs grow. So by putting this in a shared storage, starting small with as few as 12 drives, you can then expand up to 48 with either capacity-optimized drives or performance-optimized drives, whichever you need, freely able to intermix, and you can buy those, you know, later on in the life of your equipment when they will undoubtedly cost less.
From SNW in Grapevine, Texas, I'm Catherine Girardeau.
That does it for this edition of SNW Spotlight. Go to snwspotlight.com to subscribe, take part in polling questions, see the results of those polls, look at RSS feeds and blogs from major vendors. Text SPARK to 72648 for updates on your mobile device. Join us every morning and evening throughout the conference for SNW Spotlight. I'm Paul Landcor with podtech.net. Thanks for listening.